First, the Minister for Petroleum and Energy in Papua New Guinea, Karenga Kua, has accused ExxonMobil of seeking to exploit his country's economic weakness following the collapse of talks over the development of the Binyang gas field in Western Province. Mr. Kua says the state has pulled out of the negotiations, but the multinational oil and gas corporation could yet be granted a third petroleum development license by the Petroleum Advisory Board. And if the independent body opts to grant Exxon's application, then Mr. Kua says the government could be compelled to reach a deal. But as things stand, unless Exxon comes back with a proposal that meets PNG's expectations, he says there will be no agreement.
The entirety of the negotiations has been a farce. There was no chance of an agreement ever being reached anyway. Parties need to make sure they are coming in prepared to do a deal in good faith. Exxon came in to exploit our weak economic circumstances. How could we have ever struck a deal with that kind of mindset? It was not possible. And it took 3 months to prove that out. So we have down tools.
And the only way it can go forward is if somebody comes up and is prepared to talk to the government on the terms that the government prefers.
So does that mean that Exxon are now out of negotiation, or are you prepared to keep talking to them if they come back with an improved offer?
Well, the negotiations that were carried out were a parallel exercise to see if a gas agreement can be signed off. But that failed, and now I don't know. Somewhere along the way, the Petroleum Advisory Board will resume to determine the fate of that application. There's two ways that can go. One is the application will be granted, in which case we have to find a way to strike an agreement so that the project can go ahead. The other way is that Petroleum Advisory Board might reject the application. If they do, then all of Exxon's residual interests are extinguished. So the resource will be without a licensee and back to the drawing board for the state and to open up conversation with any other interested party.
But from the government's point of view, are you willing to continue to negotiate with Exxon if the advisory board says yes?
Negotiations with Exxon is at an end.
So are you therefore concerned that this project, which of course is of vital importance to Papua New Guinea, could fall over?
We are concerned that the project negotiations have collapsed, but we are used to that kind of roller coaster and we will ride the way through.
Is this partly to do with the fact that perhaps the Marape government is somewhat tougher than perhaps the O'Neill and previous governments were on these sorts of negotiations?
I think you may be right on that score, because if we just stand up and pick up and figure on what the state total take should be, that'll be arbitrary. But the best guide is to look at existing practices within the neighborhood where ExxonMobil has extensive operations. And you look at the kind of parameters in which ExxonMobil is prepared to operate. You look at those as benchmarks. And then you come to the negotiating table and you say, Exxon, in this country, these are the terms of your operations. In this country, such and such. In this country, such and such. Now, when you look at that and you compare it to Papua New Guinea, the total state take is far, far lower than what's offering for those other countries. So why don't you bring it up so that there's parity? That was all that the state was asking for. And Exxon felt obligated to stick to their position that Papua New Guinea is not entitled to any more than what they feel, which is the lowest in comparison to most of the precedents that exist in the neighborhood.
Would you say, therefore, that perhaps Exxon, to some degree, have taken Papua New Guinea for granted?
Well, more than that, I think they've come into it with complete bad faith and prepared to take advantage, knowing our vulnerabilities and our economic weaknesses. I think they came in with the view to exploit it. Why is it that you are able to give a better deal in all other countries in Southeast Asia, but you cannot extend that to Papua New Guinea?
Over and above everything else, though, are you personally optimistic? Is the government optimistic that a deal can be done with someone, and presumably sooner the better?
This exercise has restored the dignity and pride of our sovereign nation. And that means a lot more to us. Money and profits, if they materialize, fair and good. But listen, even the United Nations categorizes Papua New Guinea as an impoverished nation. This thing is not going to make our circumstances any worse. So we are comfortable. Important thing is, what is our heart's condition? We are at peace.
Does that mean that you're prepared as a government to let this whole deal go, to leave the gas in the ground if you can't get the deal that is favorable to Papua New Guinea?
We're happy to wait.
Indefinitely?
Well, that's the part that I'm not commenting, but we're happy to wait for a few weeks, months, years,
we are already where we are without this project coming on stream, and we are comfortable with where we are. If it happens, it happens. But it's got to be on our terms. We're going to be insisting upon it. We're watching the world. The landscape in Papua New Guinea has changed. We now have a lot of educated people, and we are exporting them into the international labor market, and they are advising and they are performing at very professional levels all around the world. So the Papua New Guinea we have now is not the Papua New Guinea that we had 10 years, 15 years, 20 years ago. So all these educated people are advising us as we move forward on this particular issue. And they have no fear. They support the government in exactly what it's doing. We are taking a position based on proper advice from our own people. It's their country. That's the way they want us to run it. That's the way we'll run it for them.
That's the Minister for Petroleum and Energy in Papua New Guinea, Karenga Kua, and Exxon has declined Pacific Beat's request for an interview, but earlier issued a short statement saying they are hopeful that they can continue to work towards an outcome that benefits all stakeholders.